details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, what is the ultimate outcome? And what's the desired outcome? For example, if our policy isn't regime change, what is our policy?
Well, there have been a number of questions asked over the course of the week. That's one from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky asking what I guess is really boiled down to the question of the week. What the heck are we doing in Libya? I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the big topics, the big stories for the week of March 28th through April 1st, 2011. A rundown of the top 10 hits probably will do us well. This is all determined by my staff and the staff at Talkers Magazine, the big publication in the talk radio industry. All of us are monitoring talk radio and talk television programs around the country to get to the bottom. And at the it's not the bottom of the list, even though it's at number 10, the NBA, the NHL, whatever general conversations there are about what's going on in the world of sports on sports talk radio. At number 9, a lot of people on sports talk radio and certainly on the issue-oriented radio stations, the people that are having fun on the air, are talking about the start of the Major League Baseball season. Number 8, what you're paying for gasoline at the pump. Number 7, the kill team photo case, really turning out to be an important discussion. Too bad we're distracted by a number of other things, because this is something that really needs to get. There needs to be the light of the sun shining on this sort of thing. The public union battles, number 6, number 5, the president's approval ratings, which are going down, down, down again. Battle over the budget and whether or not you'll have government services next week. That's number 4, Japan, and the situation there. Number 3, President 2, the energy speech that was presented by the president this week, and the situation in Libya. That continues to be number 1, our policy, et cetera, there. On Fox News, Shepard Smith talking to Steve Harrigan, who's in Tripoli, about the latest on the rebels and the Gaddafi people who are shooting it up.
Colonel Gaddafi warning the West that they have started something in Libya they cannot control, meaning we. In a statement to Libyan television, Gaddafi says, the leaders who decided to launch a crusader war between Christians and Muslims, it is they who have stricken with madness. It will be out of their control no matter what methods of destruction they have at their disposal. Of course, this comes from a dictator who recently blamed the uprisings in Libya on bin Laden and protesters fueled by Nescafe spiked with hallucinogenic drugs. That Nescafe, it'll get you, man. On the ground in Libya, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Admiral Mike Mullen, says Gaddafi is not close to a military breaking point. Despite nearly 2 weeks of all these airstrikes and the war we're carrying out there, they have significantly degraded his fighting power, but he's still rocking. Steve Harrigan with the news. He's live in Tripoli now. What's the latest on the ground there, Steve?
Shepard, it's been more of a retreat for the rebels. They are rapidly heading back in chaotic fashion towards their stronghold of Benghazi. And, of course, that's exactly where they started before these coalition airstrikes began. Right now, we are hearing some of the first rounds of anti-aircraft fire tonight, as well as a low-flying jet in the air. Gaddafi government forces have been degraded, according to the Pentagon, degraded by about 25%, but certainly not broken. And the chaotic retreat of the rebels really shows that they are going to need a lot of help. Defense Secretary Gates pointing out a possible long-term scenario. He says Gaddafi will eventually be removed, not by a military overthrow from the rebels, but by political and economic forces, Shepard.
How are the Libyan people reacting to this defection of the foreign minister and the rest?
Shepard, they're really hearing the government line on state television, and that government line is Moussa Koussa was an aging man. He had diabetes. He was exhausted from all the tension and the pressure of his work. He asked for permission to leave and was given permission to leave, and that someday soon they will welcome him back into the fold here in Tripoli.
All right, so there's that spin on it. Actually, not a much of a spin. Fox, and most there isn't much you can do with the events in Tripoli and the events in Libya. It's the how do we sort of rationalize our being there, where the discussion is and the debate. From CNN, Suzanne Malveaux talking to correspondent Michael Holmes about the Al-Qaeda connection there.
A NATO commander says that there are, quote, flickers of al-Qaeda among the Libyan rebels. Where Michael Holmes is here to discuss a possible risk of a terror group gaining influence in Libya. That is today's Globe Trekking. Michael, good to see you.
Good to see you.
It seems as if people around the world, they want to help the Libyan rebels. They want to help the opposition overthrow Gaddafi. Mm-hmm. And yet, there could be al-Qaeda among them, we are learning.
Almost certainly there would be elements of al-Qaeda or individuals. You know,
How real is that?
Well, you can file it under sort of shades of gray. You know, there's nothing in Libya that's black and white right now, that's for sure. There is obviously a humanitarian crisis that's going on in Libya. No one really is arguing that Gaddafi should stay. But let's talk about if Tripoli falls, Gaddafi's regime crumbles, and, you know, there's a lot of pretty justifiable fears about what a new Libya would look like. Now, as you said, the U.S. NATO commander, Admiral James Stavridis, he told the U.S. Congress that the intelligence about the rebels is showing that, you know, most of them are responsible men and women, you know, good folks fighting for a cause. They want their own freedom. They want tyranny gone, etc. But another unnamed official is backing up Stavridis' statement and says that while there are a sprinkling, let's say, of extremists, nobody should think that the opposition is being led by al-Qaeda.
Is there a real risk here, Michael, when you think about it?
Well, you know, there's a real risk any time you get an impoverished country like we see in Libya in the Arab world and it becomes unstable. Al-Qaeda's expert at feeding on that hopelessness.
Yes,
you know, people who are poor, angry, disenfranchised. People who see no other way out. Al-Qaeda can step into that breach and say, well, look to us. No one's saying that Osama bin Laden's leading the assault here, that there's, you know, but there is a distinct possibility that if tumult ensues after Gaddafi, stability and some brand of democracy doesn't replace him, then anything's possible. And that outcome is very possible. The thing to remember about al-Qaeda is it's not so much an organization as it is an ideology, which that's what makes it so hard to fight. You've got various groups around the world who buy into the ideology, then they become al-Qaeda. And that's partly why, as I say, it's so hard to battle. And there's no al-Qaeda HQ, very little structure there. It's a set of ideas. Now, The global community will want to keep a close eye on the influences that vie for control, obviously, in Libya.
So when we talk about the rebel groups here, it's very different. We're doctors, teachers, mm-hmm. volunteers, former military generals, all kind of a hodgepodge, if you will, of folks. How do we understand how influential this group is, right, and who really makes up the rebels?
Yeah, you know, that is right. It is very much, let's call it a melting pot, if you like. Mixed in there, you could have elements of al-Qaeda as well, or al-Qaeda leanings. You know, just one more example of how complex and layered the situation is in the Arab world right now. Now, there's one final thing, too, that's worth pointing out here. Al-Qaeda documents that were recovered in Iraq and studied and verified at West Point showed that 1 in 4, 25% of the foreign jihadists fighting Americans in Iraq, guess where, came from Libya, mainly eastern Libya, where these rebels are based. It wasn't a massive number, but I think the percentage is significant, and that's what's worrying a lot of people.
All right, so we have now some more good reasons, according to some, to get in there and bang around. Food for discussion, 800-510-8255. We have time to make sure calls into the top three or four. We'll have a sampling of some bits and pieces from all 10 of our items, and I'll go through the list of the top 10 people in the discussion circle as well as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know I'm one day closer, going to getting home to you. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Spring is finally here, and it's time to spruce up your home. And it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg to do so. Everyday household products like baking soda offer an affordable and natural way to keep our homes fresh and clean. Television host and lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
People are always impressed by how one box of Arm & Hammer baking soda can help clean their homes without the use of harsh chemicals. You can clean the microwave, countertops, and stainless steel sinks without scratching, deodorize the fridge and drains, give a boost to laundry detergent for cleaner clothes, and even remove marks from walls. That little orange box of baking soda is the most resourceful solution for spring cleaning, and it only costs about a buck.
Thanks, Jill. For more information and countless uses for baking soda, visit www.armandhammer.com. That's www.armandhammer.com.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Talk host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy speaking to Edward Yanarian, and the focus is Al-Qaeda in Libya.
There are reports, at least in Libya now, that there could be Al-Qaeda elements in the rebel forces that the coalition is now supporting.
Yes, quite definitely. Colonel Gaddafi accused much of the opposition, the rebels, of being on drugs and belonging to Al-Qaeda. It was kind of caricatural, and it looked kind of stupid, but Gaddafi is a bit mentally ill, as we all know. But there is a lot of truth to that. Many of the eastern cities, Darna, Baida, have very strong Muslim Brotherhood elements. You could see in some of the videos coming out of support for the rebels, even in the west, the town of Zintan, where you had a lot of men with long beards and white skull caps, obviously very strong Islamic element. Is it related to Al-Qaeda? Well, you know, Islamic fundamentalism, Islamic militants all have some of the same goals. They're not very fond of the United States, no matter to what degree, whether they want to overthrow us or do ill to us in a major way or just in a small way. So I don't know if it really makes a difference.
Edward, as far as the CIA goes, now we understand, I hate to use the word boots on the ground, but there are some feet on the ground. The CIA is reportedly in Libya. And then the other thing we heard is that we don't really think we or the UN wants to actually arm or supply arms to the protesters.
I can understand that. I mean, just myself, since I understand Arabic and have been watching a lot of these people talk, interviewed by the correspondents, the Jazeera TV, Arabia TV, the BBC Arabic service on the ground, you could see their sympathies are obviously with a hardline Islamic sort of jihadi element, if you want to call it that. What's the exact proportion? I don't know. Do we want information about them? I guess we do. To what do we need to take a poll to see what is the exact number or percentage of them on the ground? I'm not sure. The mere fact that they're very strong is a worrisome element, and I don't know that we're going to like what turns out from the rebels. But on the flip side, as far as actually going out and arming them, yes, of course, we don't really want to arm them. I think we probably want a stalemate between both sides, Gaddafi and the rebels, and just, you know, have something of a balance between the two.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving along here, the Libyan influence, Libya. Discussion about what we're doing, the CIA, are they over there? And if that's the case, why? 800-510-8255. We're taking the approach, as usual, of examining, listening to the talk radio side, talk television side. Here from radio, Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman. Talk to Senator Mark Udall of Colorado, who thinks the president is doing the right thing.
Let's just start with your position on the action taken by President Obama. And what, if anything, do you want to see done beyond that?
I think the president did the right thing. In fact, I know he did the right thing, Dan. There was a humanitarian crisis that was on the verge of unfolding. Gaddafi made it clear he was going to slaughter his own citizens. And then we joined our allies, both traditional and some new ones, represented by the Arab League. I still, having said that, have questions I'm going to continue to ask about the extent of the NATO involvement. What is the ultimate goal here? But we're clearly trying to create room for a political settlement or a political solution to emerge. And that would at its best be Gaddafi leaving the country and an interim government to, taking responsibility. But this is day to day. Two other comments I would make more broadly. I think it was important because of the Arab Spring momentum. We needed to stand for the people who want to see a new era unfold in the Middle East. And then secondly, we ought to remind ourselves of the kind of person Gaddafi's been for the last four decades. And he certainly hasn't been a friend of ours, although his behavior has somewhat moderated over this last year. But he's showing his true colors again.
You said the president definitely did the right thing. Did he do it fast enough? Why did he wait until they were on the edge of Benghazi? Haven't we known who Gaddafi is for some time? And wasn't it clear a week or two in advance of that, what he was going to do to his people?
Craig, that's a fair question. There are those that say the president acted too quickly. There are people who say the president acted too slowly. I think he acted in the right way. What ensued in those intervening days between the initial calls for him to act were a series of gatherings where, in the end, the UN issued a resolution. The Arab League joined forces with Europeans. And although it was touch and go, we now have an alliance that the world supports, and more importantly, the Arab world supports. And that's key, because the last thing in the world we wanted was America to be involved in another conflict in the Middle East against a Muslim nation all alone. We have important allies, and we have the leaders in the Muslim world of a progressive approach also standing with us.
Okay, a couple of your calls on this. John, listening in Bradenton, Florida, with thoughts on the president and whether he's right or wrong in Libya.
I believe that we are a brother's keeper and that we should stand up and not worry about what Germany does and what France does and what they think about it. The United States, in the long run, is going to benefit by protecting citizens. And we need to just stand up and not care what anybody else says and just, you know, spend the money, you know, sacrifice some lives if we have to, and take care of it.
800-510-8255. David in Mississippi with your thoughts on the president.
I think that President Obama, I think that he's making a terrible mistake about this Libya crisis over. You know, we had a civil war at one time over here in the United States, and we didn't help the other countries. The other countries coming over here and helping us. I think that he needs to back off. We can't go to every country. Every time there's a war breaks out in another country, we can't jump like on a checkerboard, go from here to there to there and there to there. We can't go straight out all these other countries. We have always needed that down in history, so we shouldn't be doing that. That's dangerous. We should back off and let them fight their own wars. If they need a humanity, you know, if they need a help, if they help, the problem is over with. If they need to help out with people getting hurt too bad, well, sure, we're going to help out. But let them fight their own battles.
Japan and the fight against all kinds of horrible things as we continue on the countdown.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back we are, Doug Steffen here with you and your interests, your thoughts, your comments at 800-510-8255. We're looking at the chart for the week of the 1st of April. No April Fools here. A lot of serious conversation. When it comes to Japan, there's no fooling around at all. From radio host John and Ken, along with Terry Ray Elmer, speaking about the news media is continuing to be complicit in spreading fear over radiation, food, etc. It's nonsense.
We turn our attentions now to another focus of fear, which is Japan and the possible meltdown of the nuclear reactors, a story that, of course, is unfolded now over several weeks. But as we told you several times, it's going to take weeks or months more to resolve.
Well,
but here is the newest scare. Radiation found in California milk. Are you ready for that? Yes, they have found traces of radiation in milk in the state of Washington and in the state of California.
What are we doing getting milk from Japan? We don't have enough cows here?
No, that's not what it is.
No.
John, think that through again. The cows were eating the grass where the radiation floated over into the fields. You following this? And then they're milked, and there it is.
You mean the radiation that floated from Japan to here in California?
That's correct.
Right.
I thought they said there was an insignificant, tiny, non-detectable amount.
But that doesn't mean that some cows may not have ingested small, very small, low levels in the grass that they eat.
They said it was hardly anything. It was you'd get more radiation out of your pocket watch or something. I mean, come on.
Again, they're saying the same thing.
Now they're saying it's in the milk?
Well, the radiation detected is 5,000 times lower than what's considered unsafe. And by now, have either of one of you seen the banana comparison? So I can go through the banana story?
No, I have not.
You have, John, have you?
No.
All bananas are radioactive because all bananas contain the radioactive isotope potassium-40. So I was watching a guy, and by the way, it's also true of Brazil nuts. Well, it's a natural mix of potassium that's found in food. And in fact, the potassium-40 that you might ingest in a banana doesn't increase. In other words, you just get rid of some excess potassium-40. The net dose of a banana is zero. So I'm reading one columnist who's saying, because I saw a guy on the news today actually holding up a banana and talking about the low levels of radiation found in the milk, and saying you'd get more radiation from this banana than you would from this report of radiated milk. But the comparison also isn't valid because of the natural the fact that this type of radiation is found naturally in bananas. It's not what's floating from a nuclear reactor plant in Japan into the food supply. Both are not dangerous.
All right, but here is here. I'm still I don't get this. They were telling us that they could hardly detect any radiation,
but they did detect some.
But it was almost nothing, they said.
Well, nothing is, it's not
nothing. Too.
Yeah, right. Terry Ray's right. This is nothing, too. But they just want the information out there so the public knows that they did find something in the milk.
Well, I'm not drinking milk or eating bananas.
Oh, see, I knew it. Well, the bananas got nothing to do with Japan, but the milk may have. So,
did you see there's a nuclear expert out of Great Britain who says this may go on for 100 years?
Well, that certainly is a large number.
Well, he says because they keep pouring water into the damaged reactors, but the water keeps leaking out the back end wherever the damage is.
No.
He says it could take 50 to 100 years before the nuclear fuel rods have completely cooled and then can be removed. As the water leaks out, you keep pouring the water in, so this leak's going to go on forever.
So this means I shouldn't buy any real estate near the Fukushima plant?
You put a little radiation in, take a little out. All right, I shouldn't. Laughing about this stupidity of fear, the syndrome, people running around buying these iodine pills. My God, it's great for that business, but other than that, it's pretty foolish here in America to be worried about that sort of thing. Another radio host named Bob Connors speaks here to Jim Barry from the Consumer Electronics Association. The situation in Japan, how is it affecting the electronics markets, what you can buy for equipment, from the big stuff to the small stuff.
How's this crisis in Japan going to affect the electronics market?
Well, the straight answer is we're not sure how yet or how much yet, but it's almost certain to have some effect, and it will probably begin, I would say, within about 6 weeks or a month or so. And there's a couple of reasons for that. It's more the supply chain of components for consumer electronics products that's going to be affected, and that is because a vast majority of electronics are no longer made in Japan. There are some made in Japan, but mostly what comes out of Japan now from the Japanese companies are components for different consumer electronics products, everything from LED screens and LCD screens for big screen televisions or small screens for everything from iPods and iPads to other to wireless phones and things of that sort. So that's one thing. So a lot of those components will be delayed because not particularly because of the tsunami and the earthquake, because there were very few plants that had any serious issues from that, but because of these blackouts and so forth, because of the nuclear radiation situation, the nuclear plant situation. So it's going to have some effect. It will probably, because of the way these components go through the supply chain, it'll probably be another 6 weeks or so before it starts having any impact here. Although in Japan, the Apple already delayed the iPad 2 introduction over there. So then it may be a delay of a month or 6 weeks in that supply chain as they make the adjustment to all the other plants that they have. You know, this stuff is made all over the world. A lot of it made in other parts of the Far East. Sure. So we'll see a lot more of that and as they get back up to speed.
All right, let's move on now. Number four on our countdown this week, the budget situation. Apparently there may be a deal between Joe Biden and John Boehner to avert a government shutdown. Here's host Chris DeGaulle with that story.
Biden was apparently in some closed-door meeting with Boehner and some others saying, "Oh, well, we've reached a deal. We've reached a deal on cuts. $73 billion is what they're suggesting, Biden suggested, in spending cuts. Democrats have agreed with Republicans to try to pass, but they want their hand in how it gets done. Now, here's how this works. The $73 billion that Biden says they've secretly agreed upon with Republicans is measured from the amount President Obama requested in his budget proposal. All right, so that's not actual cuts in spending. That's increased spending. We know that President Obama's proposed budget is huge. So $73 billion off of a fake number, basically, is what the Democrats are crowing they agreed to. And remember, Congress never enacted a budget. The Democrats never enacted a budget before they left, which is historic unto itself. So as a result, Democrats claim to have already cut $40 billion, the amount that spending would have increased had Obama's budget been approved. The 112th Congress has passed two short-term spending resolutions, as you know, these CRs, that actually cut spending by $10 billion. The math starts to get a little hazy on this thing, and I apologize. Therefore, what the two sides have allegedly agreed to is a further cut of $23 billion between now and the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th. So, all told, if this supposed deal were to pass, it would amount to a total actual spending cut of $33 billion for fiscal year 2011, just over half the $61 billion in cuts included in the first spending resolution that the Republicans wanted. Now, Michael Steele, and not the former chairman of the party, but the spokesperson for Boehner, said Biden's making it up, there is no deal, and the Democrats are trying to frame us here, that we're the ones that walked away. A knowledgeable insider on Capitol Hill says Democrats are setting up Republicans here, saying there's a deal. So when, in fact, there isn't one, they can claim that there was one, but they backed away.
Don't you get tired of listening to all this foolishness, this nonsense, this arguing? What's good for America in all of this, really and truly? How is this bickering politically back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans of any value whatsoever to you? What are you getting out of all of this? You think whether we have a government shutdown or not, it's not this. It's just the whole situation. This one says the only people who are gaining here are the people who are selling points of view. Fox News, MSNBC, the radio programs and hosts who are on one side or the other and looking to niche out an audience. Not that it's not appropriate. It is. Find an audience. Sell your products to them. But in the overall spin here, there are many people that are taking all this stuff much too seriously. We are, after all Americans. We are all here. We need to survive. We need to be well. The business of being America doesn't help at all. This scenario doesn't help at all. 44 past the hour on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Next up on the countdown, hosts Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill speaking about the case where American soldiers took pictures with Afghanistani civilians whom they had tortured and killed, the kill team photos.
Rolling Stone has this story up online. It is graphic. The story is graphic. That trial is happening right here in our state. These soldiers were stationed and based out of Washington. They were over involved allegedly in these kills. And so this I thought was very interesting. Someone was, it was a social event or some sort of, it wasn't a speech, but you can hear people talking in the background. Someone approached Donald Rumsfeld, of course, the Secretary of Defense for George W. Bush, and they asked him to compare these photos to Abu Ghraib and the prison there. And again, I just heard an interview here recently. Donald Rumsfeld was very in favor of stress positions, of enhanced interrogation techniques. And so, in fact, one of the times they were a memo came across his desk that he stood up on as a pedestal-style desk, and they asked him about, well, in a stress position, can we leave someone in a stress position? I think it was for 6 hours. He said, 6 hours? Not a problem. I stand at my desk for 10 to 12 hours a day. 6 hours is nothing. Of course, he's not in a stress position, but that was a story that was relayed.
But if you read his book, which I've read, and then you read George W.'s book, Decision Points, George W. Bush, President George W. Bush, says in his darkest moments, there were two of them that really stand out to him, and one
was when Kanye West said he hates black people?
Because of Katrina.
Right.
So his Katrina moment, and then Abu Ghraib was his other, it was a very dark moment for his presidency. And it's kind of interesting because when Donald Rumsfeld in an interview says, yeah, boy, that was a black guy. But then when you read his book, there's a conjunction there. But and then he kind of tries to
defend harsh interrogation.
He tries to kind of explain.
So I don't think you've heard this yet.
Explain it away.
I don't think you've heard this yet. So I want to get your response. He's asked about the kill team photos and the Abu Ghraib. It's a little hard to hear because there's a lot of people talking in the background. But this is Donald Rumsfeld.
It is interesting that in the case of Abu Ghraib, which was such an important event, that nobody was killed. And in this case, it looks as though there are allegations that some people actually were killed.
And how do these stack up against the Abu Ghraib photos, for example?
Oh, the situation, of course, is much worse if someone dies.
And so in his mind, it's much worse. Because people are dead. And I guess I'll get your reaction first, because I said I was going to do that.
No, well, I think it's... I don't know if you should even compare and contrast. I just, when you look at it, it's all bad. And there are people that will disagree with him and will say that people did die. So there's
right.
So
under our interrogation techniques, so, and under our care,
or died afterwards. So there would be people that wouldn't agree with him. I don't know that I would compare and contrast. I don't know that I would do that. I think it's all bad. I think it's all horrible. And what it does is it just takes the men and women that wear the uniform, that wear our flag, the 99.9% that even after going to war, that their character, their integrity is intact. It puts even a bigger target on them, and that's what's upsetting. That's what's upsetting to me.
Daddy, I'm
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Covering as much as we can here of the top 10 during the week. Number 8, the price of gasoline. What are you paying at the pump? Here, host Tom Becca from our affiliate KFAB talks about getting a natural gas car as the prices keep going up.
Tuesday afternoon, I'm driving around. I see gas was like, what? It was like, what, like $3.39 or something like that, right? And then Tuesday night, I'm leaving the station here. I drive by a gas station. All of a sudden, it was like $3.55. And then Wednesday morning at about like 9 o'clock, I'm driving by, and they're changing the price again down to $3.49. I do think, yeah, I think that my next car is going to be a natural gas car. Because they're going to have a couple of natural gas pumps here in Omaha that you'll be able to use. Right now, if you're trying to figure it out as far as the cost per gallon, it would be about $2 or so a gallon right now for your gas if you use the liquid compressed natural gas, right? If you use the CNG, not the liquid, but CNG, the compressed natural gas, if you use that, it'd be about $2 a gallon comparable. And then I figured, well, if I got to take a long road trip or something like that where I need more traditional petroleum products, just rent a car and take that. You know, if I'm doing a road trip and I'm driving to Minneapolis or driving to, you know, Kansas City or whatever, you think, okay, well, I'll just go and rent a car for that. But I think that I'm going to really seriously look into a natural gas car the next time around, because what's going on right now with everything going on in the Middle East and Libya and, you know, everything that's happening over there, everything going on there and the way that the gas prices are just fluctuating at some point in time. I heard it today. I'm watching the news today. I hear some so-called experts talking about $6 a gallon gas. I know. Now, granted, okay, if this hyperinflation comes, $6 a gallon gas won't be all that much. But I'm sure that if that hyperinflation does come, that they're predicting, if that comes, that $6 a gallon gas will be like $12 a gallon gas. That can't be good. I don't want to see, like, I don't want to sound like Glenn Beck, some doom and gloom, you know, guy or anything like that. Just being realistic about this, saying, you know, we've got all sorts of natural gas here in the United States, domestic natural gas, cheap to get to natural gas. Okay. It's probably time to really start looking at that. It really probably is time to start looking at, you know, at least for your transportation around town. Because if this gas prices are the highest they've ever been in March. So can you imagine what they're going to be like around the 4th of July?
Yeah, not good. All right, Tom, good. I'm envisioning some of the old natural gas tractors farmers used to use.
Number nine on the countdown, an interesting conversation between Dave Zirin, the sports editor for The Nation, and CNN's Will Kane about the enormous debt problems that a lot of the Major League Baseball teams are finding themselves grappling with.
I grew up in New York City in the 1980s. My room was absolutely wallpapered with the faces of people like Daryl Strawberry, Dwight Gooden, and Keith Hernandez. I mean, I didn't know at the time they all had serious drug problems, but I didn't care because the Mets were my team. And it's been so disheartening to learn that they're not my team or even New York's team. They've been Bernie Madoff's team.
So what's going on, Dave? How'd they get in this situation? You're saying they're Bernie Madoff's team and not yours anymore? How'd it get here?
Yeah, it's because, I mean, to read the documents of the trustee of the Madoff victims and to read the accusations, but also just to look at the evidence hard in the face, it looks very much like the Wilpon family and their partner Saul Katz use the team as both collateral and a cash register to keep taking money out and keep reinvesting it with the Bernie Madoff fund. And now, of course, now that the fund was proven to be worthless, it's really the team that is up for grabs. And they're looking to sell anywhere between 25% or the entire team based on the amount of money they eventually have to pay out. I keep thinking of the line from the former Michigan governor, Jennifer Granholm, who said that General Motors had turned into a healthcare provider that happens to make cars. Right. Well, the New York Mets became a real estate scam where people just happen to play baseball.
Look, the Mets thing stinks. You're absolutely right on that. It's hard to stomach that a couple sophisticated investors like the owners of the Mets didn't know something ugly was going on. But I have to think the Mets are a bad apple. But you've made an argument that the Mets are more indicative of what's going on in baseball. In fact, baseball is becoming symbolic of our society. How so?
It's bigger. It's bigger. Over the last 20 or 30 years, baseball is actually less popular, but it became more profitable. And that's because the economics of the game fundamentally changed. Instead of being decided if your team was successful by the number of tickets sold or television ratings, it really became something where how much public subsidies do you get from your given municipality? And that's what it became a race to get, how public subsidies. And over the last 20 years, we're talking about something like $20 billion in public funds went to either refurbish or build brand new sparkling stadiums. Now the money's not there anymore, and all of these teams that have been leveraged and with the assumption that the money would never stop now find themselves in a lot of trouble. I mean, the Texas Rangers, who just played in the World Series, were up for sale at a bankruptcy sale a year ago. I mean, this is unprecedented in baseball history.
All right, so that's number nine, number eight, oil. Number seven, the kill team photos. Number six, unions. Five, the approval of Obama. Four, the budget. Three, Japan. Two, energy. Number one, liberty.